Hot 91, it's Nugget and Owl. Well, there's one thing you can say for certainty about the Sunshine Coast.
Is that you can't say the word certainty.
Apart from that, is that we love a festival.
Look, we love a festival here on the Sunshine Coast, and this particular festival, I've never seen you so excited. I've known you for the better part of 20 years. I've never seen you so excited, because this Saturday, one of our favourite spots at Aussie World, the Sunshine Coast Dessert Festival, baby! The fact that you're sitting here with a bib on and a spoon in each hand indicates how excited you are.
Be prepared.
To find out all the ins and outs, our great mate from Aussie World, Shannon Fay. How are you, Shannon? Welcome to the show, mate.
G'day, boys. Good, thank you. Al, you sounded like you had a mouthful of donut or cake at the intro there, mate.
I may have.
To be fair, Shannon, he actually normally does. That's not a huge change of things. But, mate, this is really, really cool because, again, before we get to the actual nitty-gritty of the festival, the fact that these sort of events can start happening again here on the Sunshine Coast, and especially at places like Aussie World, it shows that hopefully, little by little, we're starting to get back to normal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think given the last 12 months everyone has had, I think that's what makes this event even sweeter, pun intended completely.
Oh, nicely done.
So this is our third annual event. So we're very grateful that we do have an opportunity to do it, and it's really exciting.
So my little mate over here is actually licking his lips while we talk. It's very off-putting. I hope it's about the dessert festival. If you're rolling in there on Saturday, what are you going to be wrapping your gear around?
So much going on. So the biggest part of the event is that we're scattering throughout the park over 34 vendors and experiences. So throughout the theme park and scattered between all the rides, we have all of our beautiful dessert trucks and food trucks and experiences as well as entertainment. So that's the heart of the day.
My concern is normally, and I'm not a doctor here, but historically, stacks and stacks and stacks of desserty treats and super fast rides, it hasn't been what I'd call a happy marriage up until now. Is there going to be Aussie World staff kind of checking how much fudge people have had before they get on a ride?
Absolutely, and I think we've got a few extra monster buckets on site as well, unfortunately. But there's so much to choose from, and it's a really nice balance of you're very delicious and naughty treats, but we've got plenty of healthy things as well. Plenty to do for the kids as well. So heaps of demonstrations, heaps of entertainment.
So just having a look at the blurb here. So we've got the Fudge Cottage. We've got Ben and
Jerry's.
Which
is also the name of Al's home.
I love this one. Schnitzel von Yum.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No one told me there were schnitties there. Yeah. I thought this was a dessert thing.
There's a few other things there.
Hold on.
You can have dessert schnitties, can't you?
Oh, is that such a thing? I just thought that was seconds.
You're going to have to come and have a look.
I'm going to have to give this a big nudge. I tell you what, Schnitzel von Yum, that's obviously caught my eye as well. But as you say, there's American Hot Dog Company, yep. Sushi to the Max.
Yep.
There's a lot of gear, so it's not just desserts, is it?
Not just desserts, but all of these vendors are highlighting their desserts. So Sushi to the Max, for example, they're highlighting a beautiful tempura banana dish. So there's savoury options, but all the highlights and all the yummy parts are dessert-focused.
So would be your tip, pace yourself? Is that the idea?
No. This is one day where you don't have to. Go hard.
Yeah.
All righty.
Behave like you're a 7-year-old at a birthday party and the chocolate crackles have just come out.
Ooh,
and absolutely.
What happens later happens later. That's later's problem. Look, it's a great event. Now, obviously, with regard to ticketing and everything still, COVID rules. How does that all work, Shan?
Yeah, so we've got a fantastic COVID safe plan in place that we've been operating with since we reopened last year. So it's definitely going to be a safe day out for all the family. Tickets start from $10, so that's another real benefit of the day.
That's
a cheap day out for the family. So aussieworld.com.au for all those tickets. We're also welcoming Sydney cake queen Catherine Sabathus. She's going to do some beautiful demonstrations. Her cakes are unreal. Al, I reckon you'd like the look of them, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be all over those. Look, it's a cracking event. It's so great that events like this are happening on the Sunshine Coast again at Aussie World this Saturday, the Sunshine Coast Dessert Festival. Our very own Willy Wonka, Shannon Fay, you're a sweet little legend, my friend. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.